What's the difference between a swamp and a marsh?
Well, a swamp is just a flat place where the water is overflowing and running off, and a marsh place is where the water stands.
Mm-hmm. Does a swamp have trees in it?
Or? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Say if you had some swampy land and you wanted to get the water off it, you'd say you were going to...
drain it?
Uh-huh. What would you dig to...
dig a ditch?
Uh-huh. Say, if you'd had a real heavy rainfall and the water had washed out a...
gully?
Uh-huh. A gully, something pretty big.
Yeah, some of them big, some of them ain't.
Uh-huh. What about something something smaller, you know, than a gully, just a little thing where the...
Well, it's a flat, you call it a flat.
Uh-huh. Or, say, something along the side of the road to carry the water off.
Ditch.
And, say, if you had, a whole lot of water flowing along, you'd call that a...
stream?
Uh-huh. What different kinds of streams are there?
Well, they are large streams, small streams.
Uh-huh.
Creeks.
Creeks.
Mm-hmm. Rivers.
Rivers. We got some rivers in here and some creeks in here and some branches.
What's the difference between a creek and a branch?
Well, a creek's a big stream and a branch is a little stream.
Uh-huh. What about something that runs dry when it doesn't rain?
It's a place, a marshy place where the water stands.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the streams around here?
Well, there's all kinds of streams around here.
Mm-hmm.
There's reed breaks, streams, small streams, and there are big streams, and then there are marshy places, and a river.
Mm-hmm. Well, what are some of the names of them?
Well, the river, and there are...
Which creek? River?
Strong River.
Strong River.
Uh-huh.
Leaf River.
Uh-huh.
And then there's back over here, the... back over here, where they sit back over here, they call these here reed breaks. They call it small streams, and it's
mm-hmm.
boggy.
Mm-hmm. What about a bayou or bayou?
Bayou?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's a little place where the water stands.
Uh-huh. It's not a stream, then?
No, it's not a stream.
Uh-huh. What if you have a stream flowing along, and suddenly it drops off and the water flows on over? You'd call that a... You know what I mean?
No, I don't.
If it's flowing along...
What do they call it?
Cliff.
Mm-hmm. Now, if the water's flowing along, and suddenly the water...
Oh, I understand. Now it's going over a place,
uh-huh.
running over a cliff.
Uh-huh. Well, I'll say something like pour over or falls or waterfall or...
There are a lot of big places called waterfalls.
They have big places called waterfalls and have small places there.
Uh-huh. Do you have any around here?
No. We don't have any around here.
Uh-huh. What would you call a place where boats stop and freight's unloaded?
I don't know.
Do you know what I mean? Like at, say, on a big river like the Mississippi River, a place where boats can stop and...
Harbor.
Anything else?
No.
And a small rise in land you'd call a...
small what?
Rise in land, where the land goes up a little.
Hill.
Uh-huh. and to open the door, you take hold of the door.
Knob.
Would you ever use that word knob talking about land? Is it kind of a hill? Would you ever call it a knob?
Nope. We'd call it a hill.
Yeah, they call
it
a tater knob.
Yeah, a tater knob, that's right.
What's a tater?
Well, it's just a small place.